Hello and welcome to Cultivate to Thrive podcast. My name is Michelle Gunn and I am a certified Gallup strengths coach with Cultivate and Thrive. And we are streaming live today here on LinkedIn on the Cultivate and Thrive Facebook page and my Cultivate and Thrive YouTube channel. This will be turned into an audio podcast as well. I'd love to hear, read, see where you are joining from. So please put in the comments as you join where you're from. And if you do join the replay, please use hashtag replay so that I know who I'm reaching and where. Today, I am excited to talk to you about embracing uniqueness. Now, if you follow me at all on any of my social media platforms or have heard me talk, you know how much individualism, uniqueness, your unique talents, your unique strengths, valuing people as individuals for who they are and how they were created, who they were created to be, is very dear to my heart. It is a passion of mine. So I want to talk a little bit about this topic, and I'll hit a few points, and I would be open for any questions or comments too, if you do have them. So again, the theme is embracing uniqueness. Now, many people know my story and it's going to come out more. It's unique because it's mine, but it's not extraordinary. And it's not extraordinary how I came to be and to know my strengths and to love my strengths. Now, it is important to know that although we're all created uniquely, it is imperative that we embrace each other and our uniqueness, that we work best in teams, that our strengths complement each other, and it makes a positive impact when we can do that. So I'm going to welcome today. Here we go. Don't know where he's from. Nobody's saying where they're from yet this morning. And of course, we have our Forex trader in the house. Welcome, welcome. So again, highlighting the importance of complementing talents for making a positive impact is huge, huge. So I want you to really, if you don't understand your strengths, your individual talents and skills, your unique talents and skills, you can do some self-reflection on your personal strengths and talents. You can also take assessments. Again, I'm a huge fan of Clifton Strengths. And what that did for me when I took the assessment, it wasn't really like, oh, I have these strengths. No, it was, aha, I do have these strengths. It was more of a confirmation of who I am and how I am, how I operate, how I think, and how I live. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Hello, Embreen. Thank you for coming. So nice to have you here. So, having a confirmation of who I am is an amazing experience because it led to a greater understanding of why I got bored with things, even though I could do them proficiently and efficiently and very well. I've also had clients who didn't understand that they had strengths until we went through the process of the assessment. I had one client, and a lady in her 40s tell me, I don't know what this assessment is going to show me. I have no strengths. So when we did the report, she was kind of surprised at her results. And we were actually able to go back into her past and talk about where she's seen these strengths show up. I had to really search for times of success, and we related those to her strengths. Good morning, Ronald, and thank you for coming. And Ronald is in Maryland, USA. And absolutely. And Brain is saying that self-awareness is the key to move forward in life swiftly, or sometimes at all. We just get stuck because we don't know what we have to offer. And if we don't know ourselves, we can't embrace our talents, and other people often don't see them as well because we're afraid to share them. So I do recommend self-reflection. You can look back on, you know, your successes to figure out how you have grown and what you have utilized from within and stuff that sets you apart from others to really, really get to know your strengths. Good morning, Alvaro. Thank you for joining us here today. Also, again, really having the value of recognizing how you operate, because a strength is something that you use to move forward over obstacles, and you can use it in different ways to overcome different things. And really knowing your strengths gives you a toolbox to work from. All right. Good morning, Lee from New York. Welcome, welcome. So we do want to have a great understanding. And there, if you are stuck in this and not knowing what your strengths are, or you have an idea and you're not sure, some keys are, think about, what do people often come to you for? What do they come to you for help for? These are keys to your innate talents and your strengths, what people automatically come to you for. What kinds of things do you do well without a whole lot of work? It comes easy to you. Now, that's not saying that you don't need to build up your skill set, but the foundation is easy for you. Oftentimes, it shows up in school. And as parents, we miss that. Again, I always tell my kids, if I knew then what I know now, I would definitely raise them differently. And having my daughter and her husband living with us with their soon to be five-month-old, I have broached this topic with her, and to be looking for strength in her son, even at a young age, as their personality starts to develop. And we have, and I'm going to butcher your name, so I'm not going to say it, but good morning from Algeria. Nice to have you here. Not real good with names. Sorry about that. But yes, looking at a young age, what talents start coming out, and fostering those talents and developing and encouraging those talents will help. Another thing that you can look at is, what do you do that just brings you joy? Now, it might be not be in your J-O-B job where you are actually getting this joy from doing stuff, but you can develop skills to be successful in your job, but that doesn't necessarily mean that those skills are a foundation of your strengths. So it's something more innate and easy for you. So once you have a good handle on what your innate talents and strengths are, you can look into exploring how combining diverse talents can lead to innovative solutions. So oftentimes we are put in teams or groups, and the people who create the teams and groups aren't really thinking about the individuals. A lot of times in corporations and companies, they're thinking about departments. Well, we need somebody from this department. We need somebody from this department. When they should be also considering the talents that are being brought into that group, because, for example, having somebody good in communication is needed to be able to communicate the results of the group, right? Communicate to each other, to outside of the team. You also want to have people that are high in ideation, can come up with ideas so that you get fresh ideas. You don't want people who are just stuck in the past doing things they've always been doing. So I do want to share this comment from Ronald. He often has great things to say. Our skills become outdated, and there's always somebody more qualified, it seems. True. But what are our natural gifts and talents? How about there are better qualified people but less supportive? Arrogant? you may be more relatable. That is true. And a lot of times, like Ronald says, skills can be taught, but innate talents, they're innate. You're born with it. So having somebody, like if you need somebody who's highly organized, you can hire somebody and say, this goes in this folder. We do these emails this way. We store this stuff here. But having somebody that can easily see how things fit together will make the flow so much more quicker. Then they can learn your system and also develop it and improve upon it. Thank you, Ronald. I'm glad you're getting some value today. So going back, I have a tendency to go off track, so I have my outline to keep me on track. But we need to really appreciate what other people offer. And going back to corporations and companies, when there's a hiring manager, they often like to hire people who are like them, right? Because they can see their value and then they can see that value in other people. The problem with that method is then you have a lot of people that see things the same way. So it's very difficult to innovate and move forward when you are stuck in doing the same thing over and over again, and you don't have fresh ideas. Right, Ronald, looking for the flow, the ease in the flow of what you do shines on your talents and your strengths. So you do want to be able to look at other people and find their individual talents and strengths. And you can use similar things. By all means, have the discussion. Get to know your people. When you're interviewing, ask questions where they can share. Like, you know, what is a success that you're most proud of? And how do you think what you did made that successful? What do you think you did to make that successful? What did you offer that other people didn't have to make you successful? So you want to ask these questions that are very open-ended and give the person the chance to really respond and reflect. Give them the chance to reflect and think about their answers. So that's one way of looking at building your team. You can also look at, if you've been in a company for a while and worked with people for a while, you can see patterns and how people approach problems and how they come about their solutions. You will have your people who are just followers. They're not free thinkers. And sometimes that's because they have been pushed down and told constantly and consistently what they're doing wrong, instead of supportive and encouragement to think outside of the box. So you want to make sure that happens. So creating a well-rounded team, you want to have people of different unique talents and strengths. Sometimes you need a little help. There's all kinds of assessments out there to help you with that. I do encourage that, of course. Again, I am very fond of Clifton Strengths and what it has to offer. Clifton Strengths has a lot of reports on how you can utilize your strengths. And also, it gives you a common language. The common language helps people feel included, and they know what terms to use that are acceptable and encouraged throughout the company. So having that common language, assessments can give you that, or it's something that you can provide in your company and teach and foster and grow in that common language to help your team thrive together in a collaborative model. So just some examples of how a collective group of people with differing talents can be successful. Like if you're brainstorming, let's take marketing, for instance, and you need a new way to sell a product, to promote this product. If you have people looking at the same things all the way, it's not going to help you. You need somebody who can come up with quick ideas. Now, having lots of ideas, brainstorming is a great thing. Doesn't mean all the ideas are good, but you should look at all the ideas. And you have other people who are really good at thinking about it, being strategic, seeing the path of how you can use things. People who can see what problems they may cause. Because sometimes, I know, come on, we've all seen commercials like, what in the world were they thinking when they made that commercial? It makes no sense. But if it's pitched towards a certain demographic and it makes sense to them, that might be why they do it. So having someone who can do that strategic thinking, can see problems ahead, will also help. But if you have a team with just a bunch of yes people, you're going to get ideas, if you get ideas, that are just not going to be any good, and just have a bunch of people saying, yeah, that works. We'll do that. Yep. So Ronald's comment, a man was seen sitting in his office, feet on the desk. Someone complained him. His idea saved us money last year. That's definitely a thinker. We call that deliberative. In Clifton's strengths, right? You also have people who can arrange problems. They can find resolutions. So you need to look for different talents on your team that you need to help put things together. So that's some ideas. Now, a big thing in this society is overcoming differences. As much as the world is teaching to be you and be different, I love that saying, be you, we are still looking for commonalities. We have a lot of issues overcoming differences like race and culture. We see it time and time again. America was built to be a melting pot. That's the way we were founded. We had immigrants. Immigrants came in from all over. A lot of people held their heritage, their cultures, and their traditions, and some gave them up totally to meld. But we're supposed to mold together, but still keep our uniqueness, right? Because that offers us so much more. So when we're overcoming differences, we need to look at potential challenges in working with diverse talents. Now, sometimes language is a barrier. I know that when I'm talking with people from different cultures, even here in the U.S., like again, we have a lot of people who have immigrated from other countries. And we have young adults who their foundation of their life was in another company, and then they became, we'll say, Americanized. But a lot of times we learn meaning of words from growing up, right? We're not really taught. It just becomes understood. And some of that, especially in the American language, because we have words that are either spelled closely or they're spelled the same, and they have like various meanings that are very, very different. So it's very hard sometimes to close that gap in communication. So we do need to understand that our differences sometimes cause challenges, but that's not something to shy away from or to have an excuse not to deal with that culture or that person. What we need to do is talk. We need to actually collaborate, get to know people, find out what the challenges are, and overcome them by talking about them. Having an inclusive environment. Again, that's having the same language to describe people, right? So I'm trying to use words to not offend anyone, which is very hard, but to give examples. So like when we refer to people of color to describe someone, a lot of times people find that offensive, right? Well, that white woman said to me, or that black man said, or, you know, that Asian person. It doesn't really matter when we say it. We have to think about how we're describing that person. Is there a better way to describe the person to make them known without trying to sound derogatory? Because usually when we use those defining words, we're using it in a manner that's not complimentary, right? So we want to make sure that we provide words, provide a language to describe people that gives positive feedback and inclusiveness makes them feel welcome. So again, sharing some stories of uniqueness and positivity, I can say that, like for myself, my own story, when I came across and took the Clifton Strengths Assessment, I embraced who I was fully. And I really worked through life mostly in retail, fast food, and nonprofit management. I did well. I often got bored. Then I found my strengths. And like my top strength is belief. I have to align myself with people and companies and organizations that have a purpose that align with my beliefs. If their language or actions do otherwise, I have a hard time with it. But I also have to know that having a strength or talent and overusing it causes it to be a weakness or a hurdle. I get so strong in my beliefs that sometimes it's hard for me to see the other side. So I have to step back. So learning that about myself has been very helpful in working with other people, and especially in my family, right, with my spouse. So also I've had clients who have embraced their strengths once they find them to know how to utilize them in their career or job, as it may be, to really create a success for themselves. They learn how to, we'll say, sell themselves better, right? By putting that out there, letting potential employers know what they bring, letting their current employer know what they bring. When we are open about our talents and we are open about recognizing them in others, we can offer and embrace opportunities for greater success for other people as well as ourselves and our company. One of the things I do want to also share is that when I was becoming certified, we had to have, you know, a certain number of people take the assessment and coach them, and then they provide feedback to Gallup. We don't know what they say. But it was very eye-opening for me when I had my husband take it. So his number one strength, there's 34 talent themes, is like number 34 for me. It's at the very, very bottom. And learning how we both operate helps us in times of disagreement when we're trying to find a resolution or come to a compromise. We know how the other feels. We know how they think, and we know where their strengths are in operating. So not only can we come to a conclusion, a compromise easier, but we can also figure out in our marriage who is better equipped to handle certain things. So it relates very much personally as well as professionally, knowing your talents and your strengths and being able to use them to complement teams. So when we are looking at our individual talents and strengths, we want to look at mentorship and support in empowering others to shine. So mentorship is a huge thing, and I highly recommend everyone to get a mentor. So a mentor is someone who's been there, done that, and can share their experience with you and help you to make decisions based on their success, not the same thing as a coach. But a mentor is very important. And to have one in your personal life, right? So that's a young couple, finding a married couple who's been married for a long time, that's gone through it. Someone who has a new child, finding someone who's raised a child, especially if it's a child who has unique differences, often called disabilities or challenges in life. Finding someone to mentor you who's also experienced that and been successful will help you be more successful. So it's important to really find the uniqueness and find someone who's been there, done that, to be a mentor for you, both in your business and personally. And I encourage companies to offer such a program. And I know that there are some, I've heard of some that do that in their own company, to pair new people, new hires up with somebody in their company who's had a similar role, whether or not they're there now. And maybe it might be beneficial to have somebody who's really not in that role now, who's promoted up, to show them what they can accomplish also. So we do want to encourage you to uplift and celebrate the uniqueness of others around you, and including yourself. So yeah, I'm going to share Ronald's comment again. Thank you, Ronald. This is definitely a replay. Thank you, Michelle. My gifts and talents were smothered in performing tasks under stress, having to leave again. Thank you, Ronald, for being here. And I hope you do catch the rest of the replay. So I encourage those who are still with me, those who are watching the replay, please identify and appreciate your own talents. And you can do so in the comments. So one of my talents that I found, well, I've said, was, okay, some talents for me are belief. I have to have a purpose. I have an underlying belief. For me, it's definitely my faith. Communication is also a talent for me that I didn't really embrace. Information. I like to gather information. It's actually called input in Clifton Strengths. This was a problem for me as a child because I didn't have good boundaries. So I often sought out just any information. Also, arranging, also known as juggling, is a talent for me. So I like to plan. I like to have a plan, but if you throw a wrench in it, it'll frustrate me, and then I just kind of juggle things around, and then I make it work. So have patience with me, because I will get there. And also, one of the other things that I love to share for me is developing people is a big one for me. I get great satisfaction in sharing that. I get great satisfaction in seeing people get developed and finding their strengths. So if you want to drop a comment with your talents, I'd love to see what you have. And also, if you have experience that you want to share and any insights you have gleaned from these experiences, please drop them. These series of lives are meant to be interactive, even though it's usually just me talking. I love to have feedback from the audience and see what you're getting out of it and what you have. So please share. Also, if you need to discover your uniqueness and you are on a hunt, you're stuck, or need some confirmation, or would like guidance on how to move forward, please reach out. I am here for you. I would love to work with you to help you uncover what makes you you. So do either send me a DM or make, you know, drop a comment saying something about connecting to learn more, something like that. But I would love to be a resource for you and possibly work together as your coach. So great takeaways today are: you are unique. You were created to be unique. And again, my faith, I believe God created each of us for a purpose with individual unique talents to serve others, to complement others for the greater good. So your talent is there to work with other people's talents. You are not there to do everything by yourself. That's not what we are. First of all, human beings are social. Even people who are introverts are social. We need other people. And we need other people for our talents. You hear all the time on businesses, you can't do it all. You need to hire people. So you should spend your time on things where your talents lie. Things that come easy, things that you're good at, things that you can develop to be great at. And look for other people to complement and fill in where you're not as strong. Don't like to call them weaknesses because that's such a negative connotation to it. So I like to think of it more of a challenge, okay? Or an obstacle, which might be negative for people, but when you have help, there really aren't any obstacles. So remember, you need to know your talents and strengths. What makes you unique? You need to be able to spot them in other people. And you can do so by observing, watching how they work, by talking to them, and listening to what they have to say. Also, you can see what other people go to them for. What, even though their job might be X, people might be going to them for Y because they're good at it. Even though it's, and they love it. So they do it even though it's not part of their paid job, right? So, and when you're making teams, creating teams, look at who you're having. Don't just go by department. Go by what their unique talents are and what they have to offer. So you have a well-rounded team that can work together. That doesn't mean you can't have people, on a team that are alike. You just don't want them to all be alike. You want to make sure that you have a varying. Welcome, Judy. Thank you. She's been called unique. Her strengths: coach, mentor, trainer, sense of humor, optimistic, and positive. Absolutely. I have seen that. Judy, I think what I have seen on LinkedIn is that she really embraces helping people moving up. Not only would she be a great mentor, I think she'd be great to have on a team because I believe Judy will pull out from people what they're good at. She's not going to allow them just to hide behind the norm. I don't know, Judy, is that true? That's kind of what I see. And she is very positive. So it's great to have positive people. So when we're looking at unique talents, make sure you do it in a positive, affirming way. So that's going to wrap up on embracing uniqueness. If you have any questions, jot them down. And until next week, you can follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. I have a TikTok. I also have my Cultivate and Thrive LinkedIn page, Facebook page, YouTube channel, and Instagram. Hope to see you around. And let me know if there's anything else you want to hear about. And Judy says yes. So make sure you connect with these people who have commented and shared on my live today. And love, can't wait to see you again. Have a great day and be unique. Be you.